house, you know, like everything was in the house.
And so you came back within a week?
Yeah, almost a week. It took a week to come back, yes, yeah.
So in that time you were gone, in that week, did anything happen to your employment status?
We know nowhere to go, you know, like everywhere is water. All the major highways blocked, and you know, driving to the city of Houston is so bad because so many places are under the water. So many overpasses are under the water. Can you believe that? And we see so many things through the TV sometimes. The workplace, they didn't ask us to come and work the job. They said, you don't have to come. But if you want, you can come, but you don't have to come because there is a disaster plan in our working place. Only certain people stays there, like 3 to 4 days they stays, and emergency situations. But they can't even get out from the to do the work because it's completely blocked. I was in disaster plan, so I stay with my family because I have young kids, you know. Like, so I
were you unhappy or, you know, all right with the idea of not going to work for a week?
Well, safety is most important, right? Yeah. So, you know, I had to take care of my family. Well, we need a job, but we called them, you know, and they said, you don't have to. That was a plus thing. And actually, the city also told everybody that they cannot, don't go to work or anything like that, because as I said, the Brazos River, they said it's going to overflood. If once it's overflood, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. I think our housing area is a little bit lower than the place where I went and live. So we don't know how much the water is going to come. And yeah, that was another
thing. So what were you feeling during this process of moving? Like, what were the thoughts going through your head as everything was happening? Like, what came first? Was probably just, you know, safety for your family.
Right? Oh, yeah. Because we do have, Houston is having always a little bit storm, you know, like hurricanes and all. But this was heavier than anything before. So, yeah, we were worried first of the safety, then about, you know, job. And, you know, that's two things are most important. Because we were worried that if there is no power, if there is no food, what is going to happen? You know, like, it was really, really, we were worried. Yeah.
So you were completely, you know, worried. Were you stressed and angry?
No, I'm not angry, you know, that was, you know, there's no meaning to get angry or upset, but we were scared, yes, that's the right thing, we were scared, because if the house is going to be flooded, and I have this two-story house, but we don't know the base of the house. If the house water comes in the house, it's too much water. I don't know what's going to happen and who's going to come and save us, you know. I saw so many, you know, channels showing people are on the roof and they were trying to get the boat and even in the, you know, rescue people cannot reach those places. Thank God Houston City did a wonderful job those days. They were rescuing so many people from through the helicopter, and not only that, you know, like once this flood is over, flood happened, the our like pollution or our water through circulating through the houses, and it's a dirty water. You don't know how, what kind of infections going to happen. We were worried because if that happened, we don't know how many where hospitals are available or what. It was really, really a scary part than upset or angry. You know, your question was, we are not angry, but we were worried.
So you were just feeling stressed about the whole situation.
Oh, really, really. Because, you know, the water is not good and it's floating around the dirty water. And
you just felt stressed about the whole safety of your whole family.
Yes, yes.
As things got worse and worse that's around you.
Yeah.
So did it make it harder for you for your relations with your family, your like extended family, like your cousins, other such people, or like communities such as your church or anything? Did it feel like it restrained you or anything of that nature?
Yeah. We were in touch actually, but you know, I cannot go to their house, they cannot come to my house, so everybody's keep on asking, are you okay, are you okay? And I would like to help other people too, but you know, I have two small kids. I can't even get out. And we were trying hard, but the intensity of this hurricane was so bad. You know that Harvey was hitting very bad in Houston. First time it happened like that. And I was completely, the first day I thought it's okay, then the second day, you know, it's raining and raining and raining and keep on raining and the water level is going up. And the second day we see that our road is having full of water, so we had to move from there.
So you're close to your extended family, right?
No, actually not that close. we were but you know, like 3 to 4 miles away.
Well, I mean, no, like I meant like in a relation way, like you know each other very well.
We were in touch. That's what I said. We were in touch, but
so it kind of upset you that you couldn't be.
No. Some of my relatives, some are old people. We were worried about them too, because old and the kids are same. You know, like what is going to happen then and them. If something emergency comes, how they go into the hospital or, yeah.
So yeah.